The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey. 07050. 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing time-tested strategies and techniques, as well as cutting-edge money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are Your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's up, Michael?
Doug, how are you? How's everything?
Everything's great, man. Feeling good. And, you know, Mike, I want to do something a little bit different here this week with the show. I don't really want to start and spend too much time, you know, talking about the markets and that kind of stuff, because I think sometimes that gets a little, you know, long in the tooth. Let's just get right into some stuff this week, and because I think we got a bunch of good stuff to talk about, and you know, let's just start hammering. And what I want to get at right out of the gate here, Mike, is retirement account monitoring and retirement account productivity, and making sure that people are keeping their eye on that, because quite frankly, I find that this is one of the most overlooked and underpaid attention to things that people do during their working years as they're getting ready to retire.
You're absolutely right. And a couple things is, you know, first off, are you on pace or are you ready to retire, right? And,
yep.
I think a lot of people don't work off a monetary number. They work off of an age. I'll tell you right now, I'm working to 62. I'm working to 65. But they don't tie it into the financial, am I okay at that age? Am I going to be okay? Or am I on pace, more importantly? And the other thing I want to talk about real quickly, that feeds into it, but also what you said is that I think one of the big reasons that people would monitor their retirement plans and how they're doing is because just the nature, let's say, of a 401k, you're constantly putting money away into it, right? Every paycheck, every period, every month. So in a sense, it's generally going up, right? The account's getting larger, not going up investment dollars, but getting larger.
Sure.
Paper wise. Okay. I had 10,000. Oh, I got 10,004 now, type of thing, you know, after the quarter or whatever. And I think that gets deceiving to people, right? Because how many people have said to us for years, Doug, all I do is open my statements. As long as this one's higher than the last one, everything must be good.
Yeah, and Mike, it's eye-opening to a lot of people when we sit down with them and we say, okay, let me have your 401k statement. Let's take a look at this thing, right? And they're like, and I always ask, you know, how's your 401k doing, your 403b? How's your retirement account, you know, doing at work? And they'll very often say, oh, it's still pretty good, like you just alluded to, Mike. Yeah, you know, it goes up. And I say, okay, but let's do the proper analysis on this thing for a second here. How much money have you put in the last 12 months? And a lot of people don't realize to think about that, to your point. And they're like, oh, well, I don't know. And I said, okay, let's go to contributions here. Let's figure it out. Let's subtract out the contributions, and let's truly see how the remainder of the money performed and how your investment selection is versus the investment options that you're entitled to inside of the plan.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, Doug, and I think, you know what really hurts people by not monitoring that and not knowing exactly what's going on and just kind of looking and saying, well, it's getting bigger. I always refer to it as my own little phrase here, phantom dollars, right? And because maybe it is going up, and maybe it is, you know, and you are contributing money also, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you are getting some investment return. But maybe you could be doing better. Maybe mm-hmm. the money could be invested a lot more prudently, or maybe there's some flaws into your overall by not monitoring it. And, you know, Doug, most people retire, right? Most people make it to a point in life where they say, okay, I'm going to retire. It's almost ready or not financially. We got to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's in. I think people kind of blow the quality of retirement because of this. Not that they, oh, I'll never be able to retire. I think they blow the quality of their retirement, how much they can spend, what they can do, how much can they travel, the lifestyle. I think that's where it comes back to bite them.
Yeah, you know something, Mike, if folks have, you know, listened to our show on a regular basis, you would have heard us in the past speak about the importance of what we think about retiring on purpose. So, you know, knowing that you want to retire, knowing what your retirement's going to look like. And also, Mike, another thing that we've spoken about is reverse engineering your retirement, right? What do you want your retirement to look like as opposed to, all right, well, now I'm 65 and I don't want to work anymore. What can my retirement look like versus the assets that I have right now? And there's no formulated plan going towards, all right, well, you want to know something? I want to be able to fish three times a week. I want to be able to golf. I want to be able to bowl. I want to be able to go out to dinner with, you know, my friends or whatever that is. And they don't say, okay, that's what I want it to look like, and I need X amount of dollars to do that. You know, the money I need to spend is, make up a number, you know, $50,000. Well, what do I need to do retirement-wise, and is my current retirement money and assets lined up to give me the best opportunity and the best chance to make all of that happen?
Yeah, and you know, Doug, I guess here we are again and presenting it to the folks. And like you said, we talked about reverse engineering. We talked about retiring with a purpose. I guess it's pretty safe to say right now that you and I agree that retiring on the age or because of the age or picking an age is not the way to do it. Right. We believe that you should have a purpose. What do I want to do? How's my life going to be? And then most importantly, how am I financially to accomplish that purpose? And of course, you want it to make it on the age. Get it, Doug. I don't want to work past 65 years old, let's say. OK,
mm-hmm.
So I get it. So that's how you kind of do get the purpose. Find out what you're going to need. And then let's get to the age. I think the age is probably the back end thing, not the front end thing. And I think most people do. I'm telling you right now, not another day past 65.
You know, Mike, I want you to think about something that I'm going to say here for a second. What's so magical about 65? 65 was the government's assigned age for retirement when you think about it. Because when they first started with Social Security, that's when you would get your Social Security benefits, 65. So the government, for all intents and purposes, has put this whatever date in our head, and you know, so many people run with. I mean, the vast majority of people you ask, when do you want to retire? They'll say age 65. But isn't it kind of weird? Because when you think about it, that was like a government arbitrary number that they assigned to you.
And everybody's also paranoid at age 70 and a half.
Right.
Most people know that the day they turn 70 and a half.
Sure.
Believe it or not, right? I don't know when I turn 50 and a half or, you know, whatever, but most people know, like, I turned 70 and a half, make believe, on August 1st.
Right, right.
Things, but, numbers, dates that get ingrained into your head because of financial laws for another reason.
But the law, right, of 70 and a half for required minimal distributions is one thing. But you could retire whenever you want to retire.
Right.
And, you know, don't let somebody else assign that 65 age to you. Maybe you want to pack it up at 62. Just let me finish this thought. The most important thing to do is to make sure that you engineer your retirement so that you can do that.
Yeah. And you know what? The clients that come in to see us, the we'll call them, you know, younger and, you know, 40s and earlier, or, you know, 40s and 50s or whatever. When we talk about retirement planning with them, you know, we try to get them out financially as soon as possible. And what I mean by that is, let's be ready to go at 60 if we have to.
Right.
Okay. Because God forbid you get downsized and you lose a job. And then, you know, maybe you got to bridge the gap to Social Security, or you get downsized at 62 or something medically happens. So we try not to do it like, you know, we're landing a plane like, you know, they're 65 or we're landing right on the dot. We get it. But we feel the other things, and the age is maybe the third thing in line, not the first thing in line of how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's how I see it.
Yeah. And, Mike, one of the things that is important that we try to emphasize to people is there's nothing wrong with being ahead of the game. And what I mean by that is that if you do say, all right, first thing is that I want to have $5,000 a month when I retire. And then the next thing you say is, I'd like for that to be able to happen, I'd say at the latest age 65, right? You pick that up. It's never a bad idea to get ahead of the game. You see, one of the problems in the financial world is that if you tell your average financial advisor, I want to retire at age 65, they're going to plan it out for you so that you're ready to go at age 65. Well, to your point of you don't know what's going to happen, if you want to go out at 65, why not plan to leave at 63? Get ahead of the game, and then for the last 2 years, put the second team in and don't worry about it.
Doug, listen, I you know, my personal belief is that, you know, if something happens to you with a job between 58 and 65, we're going to keep holding 65 as the date, that is just absolutely brutal if you're not able to be self-sustaining at that age.
Well, how about also this, Mike? What if you're planning to come on right on schedule and then you have a market adjustment right before, you know, it's time for you to retire?
Right. There's job issues. There's medical. There's market adjustments. And by the way, too, we talk about people saying picking 65. How many people we have as clients told us they were going to retire at any, you know, 63, 65, 62, and they keep working?
Oh, sure.
And they always come in with the, well, I'm going to go one more year. The boss is begging me. I told him I'd go one more year. You know, how many of those that just can't pull the trigger and they socially enjoy going to work every day? You know, it's ingrained in them. They can't let go. So we've seen this retirement spectrum from one end to the other end and everything in between.
I think that when you're when the average person is working and, you know, and going along, in their mind, they tend to oversimplify what retirement looks like. And what I mean is that when we talk about retiring on purpose, one of the things that we talk to people about is you've spent the majority of your day for however many years, for the most part, socializing with people at work. You get up in the morning, you go to work. You probably have a couple friends where you work, and you socialize with people at work. Well, when you're not working anymore, you still need to be able to socialize, because what are you going to do all day long? So retiring on purpose and having this plan, you know, and thinking it through, don't oversimplify the retirement world, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it. You don't have to make it overly complex either, but just don't oversimplify it. You have to think it along further than, okay, I just want to retire at age 65.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. So there's better ways to do it. You know, and then the other thing too, getting back to, you know, this all started with talking about managing your retirement, you know, your retirement plans and monitoring them and, you know, performance-wise. You know, I started with the 401k and the addition of money. And then there's that whole world of companies that do match.
Yep.
Right. And are you putting away enough? Should you be putting away more? Are you letting literally match free dollars not come into play? People make mistakes there. That, you know, that's another huge thing when it comes to retirement planning. And, you know, listen, it's not easy, but people think retirement is like at that age and then everything's game on. It's the whole build up leading up to it. It's the planning. It's the strength of the retirement. It's the success of it all. And you and I honestly believe that a lot of people just aren't putting that effort in.
Well, we know they're not, right? Yeah. We see it firsthand in people that we meet with. And, you know, and I think one of the great things that we bring to the table when we work with our clients is the additional thoughts and ideas and, you know, aspects of this. And it's not, we're not people who lead with financial products, right? Because we do believe that everything else is more important. The financial product's just merely a tool to get done all the other things. And for a lot of people listening to the show right now, it's a very uncommon approach. We understand that because you've been bombarded with, you know, commercials and advertisements for financial products but you don't get bombarded with commercials and advertisements for the process, right? Because the process is not nearly as lucrative as the products to those companies. So what we're talking about here is different than what the average person is used to being, you know, advertised to. And you understand what I'm saying, and I hope that the listeners out here understand what, you know, we're saying. We get it. Our approach is a little bit different, but we think that this is the better approach.
The process in anything that you do, Doug, is the most important thing, right? The process. I mean, you could go through, you know, anything, the process of, you know, of how we run our firm. What is the process, right? Before we ever get to a client, a product, whatever, what is your process, mm-hmm. right? Process is so important. And people look past process, okay, all the time. And, you know, process, when you have a good process in place, you're going to be the best that you can be,
mm-hmm.
okay? In this case, we're talking about retirement planning.
Right.
So if you say, this is what I need to do, this is my process, this is how we do it, to do the right things, prudent financial planning, you're going to have a fantastic retirement.
Yes.
It's just how it is. It's, you can't say, well, if I buy this product or if I buy this one investment or if I do this, the magic wand's going to come. Folks, it does not work that way.
You know, Mike, people will reverse engineer most things in their lives except for their retirement and their money issues. And, you know, let me give you an example. If you want to redo your bathroom, for example, you know what you want it to look like at the end, right? You've got the end product in your mind. And then you go and you reverse engineer it. You say, okay, this is what I want it to look like. Then you go to the store. Right. You pick out the tile. You pick out the fixtures. You know, that kind of stuff. You should do that same with your money. You need to reverse engineer it. This is what I want my retirement to look like. I need this amount of dollars to do it. And I should go out and I need to get this financial product or that financial product in order to accomplish it.
Now, I'm going to defend everybody out there that's not doing it and the listeners that aren't doing it right now. The problem is they're overwhelmed. They don't know how. If you said to them, you know, what's your process for retirement?
Yep.
Monitoring your investments. Am I on pace? Should I be putting more money away? What's the match? All these questions we talked about here for the last, you know, 10 minutes or so. The problem is they're overwhelmed. And what it leads to is procrastination.
Yes. And Mike, all the stuff that comes around with it is just, for a lot of people, overwhelming, you know? But the good news is that we can simplify it for them, right? We have processes that we can show you and say, let's do it like this. And the fun thing about processes is, if you think about it, designing them for a lot of people is overwhelming. But if somebody lays it out in front of you and says, here's your guide, follow the guide, it's a lot easier. People like guides, right? And that's what we kind of want to be. We want to be your guide to a successful retirement and use our processes to help you get there.
Yeah. And you know what, too, Doug? The other side of retirement that we didn't really talk about in this part so far is post-retirement, right? When you do retire, in the process of monitoring investments and keeping up with things and keeping up with inflation, because we believe that retirement's a 25-year proposition for most people.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? That's a good point. Let's hop to a break. And when we come back, you know, we'll talk about some more stuff that's really important and just continue to try to help our listeners along, you know, and motivate them and educate them to handling their money in a better fashion. We'll be right back, folks.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
people need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money.
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
people love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change.
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. And, you know, Mike and I, we try to bring you good value and educate you and motivate you to do, you know, the right strategies and the right planning for your money and things of that nature. And, Mike, one of the things that I find that helps people feel better about their financial situation, feel better about themselves, is getting themselves financially organized, my man. Because financial organization is an important thing, if you ask me, but it's also a very enlightening and positive thing that people can do for themselves.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, whether we like to admit it or not, we all love being educated. Okay, and what I mean by that is you may be disinterested in something, it may not really pique your interest. Or if I'd say, hey Doug, you want to learn about this, I don't really want to hear about that right now. But when you talk about something you don't know about and you get to understand it, people generally feel good, like, you know, I didn't know that, I didn't realize it worked that way. Well, that's a great point, I never thought of it like that. And it makes you feel good, it makes you feel more accomplished, right? And when it comes to your financial world, I think it's like lifting, you know, a 50-pound weight off your back, quite frankly.
Because getting organized.
Yeah. Right. I honestly believe that, because you understand more. You don't feel your mind's not as cluttered, and you get it. You know what I'm saying? You're organized, and it helps you flow through your financial process.
Sure, because when you're unorganized, right, you'll have your stuff all jumbled together. And for most people out there, that'll just put them into a funk. You know, that'll just, you know, put them into, you know, a position of doing nothing. So we think that by taking some time, and one of the things that we work with people with when they ask us to is helping them get financially organized. If we can, you know, use a color-coded file system like we so often use at Wealth Management Group to sit down with our clients and help them to get financially organized, the positive feedback that we've gotten over people being financially organized once we sat down with them, it has been fantastic. And it leads us, it's led us to believe the importance of it so that we speak to you about it on the radio, right? I mean, when we take the time and we say, you need to be financially organized, there's nothing sexy about that. You know, there's no investment talk or anything of that nature. But we do understand that going through the whole process, being organized can make it that much easier for you.
Doug, you know, we always talk about your financial house, you know, your you know, type of thing. If you said to me, for financial organization, to me, is the foundation of that house. Okay, if you said to me, where does financial organization fall into the whole thing of your whole financial world, your whole financial house? It is the foundation. I think that is really that important, and it helps build that off of everything else. And not just that, Doug, you know, I always find folks that come in, clients, whatever, that are really organized and have things filed and stuff, I see a little pride there when they come in.
You bet.
They come in, they're feeling good, they're excited about the meeting, they're almost proud to show how they got their arms around everything, and that's beautiful. That just makes, you know, us that much more productive.
Mike, have you ever in your life, this is probably not a good question for you because I know you're an organized person, but I'll ask it to you anyway. Have you ever in your life said, okay, I want to organize something, whether it be, you know, tools at home or, you know, screws and nuts, you know, whatever it be, and start to do it and then just kind of get like overwhelmed by the whole process of it because you don't know where to turn next?
Yeah.
Ever happen?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for the most part. But, you know, I think I get what you're saying, and I think where you feel really good to me is anytime you go through a process, cleaning out the closet.
Yep.
Right? Getting rid of the old shirts, doing this, getting rid of clothes you don't wear, packaging them up, go give them down to the charity. You feel super, don't you, after you're done? Don't you feel real neat, organized, ready to go out, ready to be dressed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ready to attack.
So, but here's one of the things is that, you know what happens to a lot of people, Mike, is that a lot of people, when it comes to cleaning out their closet, let's use that as an example. They look at something and they say, should I get rid of this? Or you haven't worn it in 18 years, but, you know, should I get rid of this? Should I keep this? And they kind of get maybe overwhelmed by the process. But they would absolutely love it if somebody would come to their house and just say, okay, I'm going to do this for you. You know, and when the process is done, just take a look at it and be like, oh, okay. You know, like who looks at their, you know, their garage or their basement and they say to themselves, I really wish this place was just organized and I wish somebody would come here and do it for me. Mm-hmm. Well, the same holds true for a lot of people's financial lives, right? They wish that they were financially organized. They just don't know how to go about doing it. And they wish they had a guide, somebody to do it for them or a guide to follow on how to do it. And the great news is, Mike, is that we can do that for people.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's part of our process is we kind of make it your process, if you will. You know, Doug, and that's because we feel it's that important. And we honestly believe it is the foundation for you to being successful in your financial house.
Yeah. And that's, you know, so let's tell the people about our financial organization process, if you will, and, you know, how they can implement it themselves or how they can call into the office and say, hey, can I schedule a complimentary consultation so that you guys can come out and help me get financially organized? So our process begins with a very basic concept. We want to have different colored file folders for different areas of important documentation. For example, we use green file folders for things related to money. All right? money's green, green file folders. So we're going to sit down and we're going to take green folders and we'll set it up for your bank account, for your savings account, for your IRA account, whatever is related to money, we'll set you up with a green folder. So you know what the cool thing is? When you go to the filing cabinet, when you go to the fireproof safe, whatever it is that you have your files in, and you say to yourself, oh, I need to know something about my savings account, or I need to know something about my IRA. Well, first of all, as you know, well, just look for a green file. So if there's 15 files in there, you don't have to thumb through them to find the one you're looking for. Look for a green one right off the bat, and then look for the one that's marked IRA. Simple, right?
Sure.
I mean, scary simple.
Yeah.
Right? It really, really is. But until somebody sits down with people and they explain this to them, I'll give you another example. Mike, you can make.
Doug, red file.
Okay.
And red file would be medical. Emergency.
Sure. Right? Everybody thinks emergency. What color? What color is emergency?
Red.
Red.
You know, the Red Cross, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know. So, list of prescriptions, what a person's on, dosage, doctor's names, phone numbers, living wills, the power of attorney, anything. You kind of get it, folks. And, you know, Doug, I want to bring up a point here is that, you know, you and I have been doing the show for 22 years. And not only are we getting older, but our clients are getting older.
Yep.
And many people have been with us for that period of time. And lately, more often than not, we're getting phone calls about power of attorney, you know, on accounts, procedures, medical procedures that are being done. You know, I recently had a lady had to get a pretty serious medical procedure done, talking with the son, making sure we got the power of attorney all set up, on file with us, the whole thing ready to go. So things do happen, unfortunately. And you know, unfortunately, Doug, the red file, you know, it's one, hopefully we don't have to touch it for a very long period of time, but when you do, it's a biggie.
It is. And you want to know something? When the ambulance shows up at your house, the last thing you're thinking about is all that stuff. But that's the first thing that they're going to ask you about when they get there. They need to know it. Well, think about how much easier it's going to be for you to go grab the red file. Just grab the red file.
Yep.
Everything's in there and give them the red file. It's all right there, right? So that's the, you know, the organization. Let me give another example, Mike, of the financial organization. Let's use the yellow files. Now, the yellow files, you can put your insurance documents in there. You could put life insurance in there, disability insurance in there, your Medicare information in there. You know, whatever it is, let's use yellow for insurance, homeowners insurance, whatever. So you got a question about insurance, you go, you open up the file, you know to look for a yellow file. Now, if there's three yellow files, fine, you look for the one that you need, boom, you pop it out. You see, folks, how this simple process can make you more organized and probably bring a little bit more simplicity to your financial life and your overall life by getting you organized.
I also think it brings confidence. I think you get very, you feel very good. You feel very strong about your situation. You feel like you're in command. I think when you don't have your arms around these things, you're kind of swinging, if you will, Doug. And I think it brings a lot of confidence to your financial future.
It absolutely does. Now, folks, so, you know, it's easiest to have this stuff done when you have a guide, somebody to show you how to do it. So I want to let you know that if it's your desire to get financially organized, right, give us a call and we can either get out our financial organization, you know, filing kit system out to you, which is fine, or we can meet with you and help you get organized. But what you need to do is pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Leave a message. Say, hey, you want to know, guys, it makes a lot of sense. I want to get financially organized. Can you send me out the, you know, the folders and the instructions? Or better yet, can we set up a complimentary consultation and you can help me do this so I can get myself organized? That's what we're here for. We want to help you do this kind of stuff. We want to bring you ideas and bring you strategies and bring you techniques to help you be smart with your money and be as financially organized and as financially heading in the direction that's important to you in your life as possible.
Absolutely.
All right. So again, if you'd like that stuff, 855 855- 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. And, you know, we'd either send it out to you or get together with you, whatever's your desire. But please, you know, take advantage of it and, you know, let us see if we can help you do that. We are going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hope that you're enjoying the show today, and you know, hope that we're making you think about some things. And Mike, you know, I want to take a few minutes here, and I want to talk to a group of people that we used to spend a whole heck of a lot of time talking to in the late '90s, early 2000s. Kind of drifted away from it a little bit, and sporadically in between. But I want to talk to the financial ostrich. We really need to take some time and. There's been times in the past where we said Operation Save the Financial Ostrich, you know, out there. And there's a lot of financial ostriches listening to this show right now. So why don't you tell everybody what a financial ostrich is?
Oh, boy. A financial ostrich, somebody that kind of ducks their head in the sand, if you will. Just like that's where we get ostrich from. And doesn't want to hear anything or do anything or be involved in their financial doings, if you will.
Just pretends like if I don't pay attention to the financial world, my financial life, it won't pay attention to me. I could just ignore it and bury my head in the sand.
It'll go away or I'll get to it tomorrow.
Right.
Is their motto.
Yeah. And you know what happens tomorrow is that they just stick their head back down in the sand again like the ostrich does. And the problem with that is that when you keep your head buried in the sand like that, sooner or later your fanny might get burnt, you know? So we got to emphasize that one of the things that we're very proud of at Wealth Management Group and with the Your Financial Future radio show, it's been on the air for, over two decades now. One of the things that we're proud of is that we embrace and try to help the financial ostrich as best we can in their financial life. And a reason that people have told us over the years why they are a financial ostrich is that they find money to be very overwhelming. And they find dealing with it to just be, frankly, a painful process. So what can we do, Mike, and what can we tell the financial ostrich listening to the show right now, things that they may be able to do in order to alleviate that anxiety and that frustration and all those feelings that they may have?
Well, you know, all that happens from a host of things, really, when you think about it, right? What causes them to become an ostrich? And, you know, so how do we come into play, right, to try to get you out of that head out of the sand, if you will? And, you know, I think the first thing's first, and you got to kind of take the first step.
Right.
Okay. And you have to be willing to sit down and kind of say, I need to have this addressed.
Right.
Okay.
First thing you got to do is understand you're a financial ostrich.
Oh, they know it.
Right. Well, listen, the easiest person to lie to in the world is yourself, right?
Deep down, they know it. They just can't take that first step.
Yeah, right. So the first step is you got to throw your ostrich paw up in the air or claw up in the air, and talon, whatever it is that ostriches have, and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm a financial ostrich.
Yeah, you know, Doug, and people have come in and said that.
Yeah,
you know, and
absolutely.
They've said that. Hey, I'm an ostrich. That's me. You got me. But that's great. And really, again, the first step is the toughest step, right? I'm going to try to not be an ostrich and get this going. What generally is another one or second, Doug?
Well, the things that, you know, that ostriches can do is that once they understand what they are, is to also then just accept the fact that it may not necessarily be their fault they're that way, right? Because a lot of people are financial ostriches, and then they'll turn around and they'll be embarrassed that they don't understand the financial world. Listen to me. Mike and I have spoken about this. Our personal feelings are we've done a horrible job in this country of educating people about money, the uses of money, and how to analyze financial information. So, you know, when we were going through school, for the most part, you didn't learn about money. And in the household, oh, you didn't talk about money, right? It was taboo. So don't feel bad if you don't understand this stuff. It's understandable that you don't, but the good news is that you've got a couple of, you know, ostrich keepers here to turn to.
Absolutely. And, you know, Doug, that's a great point when you bring up, because you had my mind racing when you just said that. But I think one of the biggest problems, and you hear all the time, right? You hear about the economy, and you hear the middle class, and you hear the rich, and you hear the, you know, the poor, if you will, or,
yep,
you know, whatever word you want to put on it. And you hear about all the different reasons and opportunity and jobs and education versus non-education, all that. I honestly believe the biggest problem in this country is finance education.
Absolutely.
And I believe that if people were taught that at a very young age, taught in schools,
yep,
that, you know, Doug, how many clients you and I sit down with, and no matter what they did in life, no matter what walk of life, so I'm not talking about this, you know, big, richy, famous job that the person had, but they did the right thing financially from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Either putting money away or doing the right things and doing all that. They are huge successes. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, I blame a lot in this world on financial education, the lack thereof, that we're at fault. I mean, they always talk about wanting to turn the ship, if you will, for everybody. They should turn it in the classroom at a young age.
100%, Michael. And, you know, the reality of the situation is this. To your point, okay, some of our wealthiest clients are not college-educated people.
That means nothing.
Correct.
Okay.
But my point is, they've gotten wealthy because of their money-handling habits. And we have certainly, over the course of our career, have met highly, highly educated people from the top universities with advanced degrees, yep, that are a financial mess.
Yep. It has to do with financial education.
Yes.
Not doctor, lawyer, you know, or laborer.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way.
No, not at all. And so our point in saying this is that if you are the financial ostrich, don't feel like, you know, it's your fault necessarily that you're that, because we weren't shown the way along the way. Some of us just happen to take a keen interest in the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. That's our bailiwick. That's what we do. That's cool. So that's why we're here to help the ostrich. Now, the cool thing about the ostrich is we get the ostrich's head out of the sand, right? We sit down. We have a couple of meetings together. Nice and easy. We get a nice, you know, strategy in place for them that can help them, you know, move along. Maybe they'll feel a little braver now as an ostrich. Don't keep their head buried in the sand so much anymore. And then we can get you going. And if you do want to, after you get a strategy or you got a good plan in place, if you're going to stick your head in the sand for a little while, you know what the good news is? You're going to have us to every now and then say to you, poke you, you know, on the shoulder and say, hey, got to take your head out of sand for a little bit. We need to review this.
Doug, you know, these folks, you know, the ostriches, if you will, you know, we're coining it as that. They turn out to be some of the nicest clients that we have.
You bet.
Okay, because again, never addressed it, head in the sand, wouldn't take the first step, but when they finally do, relief, joy, weight of the world off their back, fantastic people to work with.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking to say, okay, I'm going to be every day in front of the computer now managing those investments. That's not them.
Nope.
But they understand their road to success.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And that's fantastic people. And we have so many people, Doug, over here come in laughing and saying, I'm one of them. I heard you on the radio say that. And they are the nicest people in the world.
You know, Mike, and I know that someone listening to the show on a weekly basis listens. And one of the things that she always tells me is she goes, you know, I was your original ostrich. Because the very first time we spoke about the financial ostrich, she picked up the phone and gave a call and came in and said, you know, I'm your original. She takes pride in being our original ostrich. And you want to know something? I take pride in Teresa being our original ostrich, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's fine. That's cool. You know, that's great. But, you know, so Doug, I mean, you know, we're talking about, again, the topic of people not wanting to address it, overwhelmed, whether it be a lack of education, lack of time, consumed in life, sometimes bogged down with other things of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You deserve, though, to have a financial house. You deserve to have a strong financial future. And really, you know, Doug, it all gets back to first step, come on in, sit down, let's address it. Doesn't mean that you're going to be any less successful than the person that thinks they look at their computer screen every day and knows more than you.
Yeah, I think the financial ostrich out there also thinks, Mike, that it's going to be a painful and overwhelming process to sit down and to do this. So why don't we just take a couple of minutes here and explain to them what is our process that we go through, you know, with you when you come in? What's the process the financial ostrich is going to experience when they come in?
Pretty simple. They take the first step, they pick up the phone, they make a call, they come on in, right? We make an appointment, you come in.
What happens when they come in?
We sit down with you, we have a casual conversation, right? We talk to you first and foremost about your goals and desires, right? What are you looking to accomplish? Where are you at? You know, just say, I'm 55 years old, I'm thinking, you know, retirement's in my horizon, I have things going on, I have this 401k, I have this old IRA, what have you. And we kind of get to know you, gather your information.
Mike, one of the things, the interesting things about the financial ostrich that comes in is very often they don't have any goals or desires.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't. They're like, I don't know. Well, I never really gave
right.
much thought.
What so, should I be doing?
Right. So,
yeah,
so
you're right.
And the reason I wanted to bring that up and emphasize that is because I've also been told over the years that people have not come in because they said, well, I didn't know what to plan for.
Right.
And while we can't tell you what to plan for, one of the things is that we can help you coach you along the process of thinking about the whole thing and starting to think about it. See, the financial one of the other things about the financial ostrich, one of the common denominators, I think, Mike, that we experience, my opinion, is they tend to be single people. More often than not, the financial ostrich is a single person.
Could be. Yeah.
Yep. To me, my experience, that's what, you know, it's come through to be. So if we can help you start to think through the process. So you come in and you sit down and we say, all right, what are you looking to accomplish? Either you know or you don't know. And if you don't know, we coach you through the process of starting to think about it. So maybe we'll spend an hour together having a chat, you know, getting to know you. It's not going to be some sophisticated financial discussion. It's just an understanding of you and what you need our help with. Then the next step in the process doesn't involve you. You're not here. It's back at the office. Mike and I sit down together. We strategize. We talk about the client, and we say, okay, let's do this or let's do that. Let's suggest this or let's suggest that because I think it'll work for them. And here's the thing, is we need to make this a simple thing and easy to understand for them because otherwise they're not going to do it, right? They're going to get overwhelmed again, and the head's going boop right down in the sand. Next step of the process, Michael?
Well, what we call the solution process, really, right? And we kind of sit down with you and we go through, kind of give you the game plan, right? And kind of tell you where we think, you know, things you need to do, things that you have, maybe things that need to be changed or things that you need to implement. And that's probably, again, another 45-minute, 10-hour meeting,
right?
Where we kind of sit down, we got to know you, we put some strategies in place, we come back, we're going to tell you what they are, what to do, how to implement them.
Explain everything to you.
Of course. And, right. and the biggest thing is we help you implement them because we don't leave you out there because we know you don't know how to implement them,
right?
Which is intimidating.
Yeah. And then the final step will be when we tap you on the shoulder every now and then and say, hey, we got to get together and review to make sure that everything's keeping up the pace. So that's pretty much the process. And that's, you know, how easy we can make it for you. But, you know, you got to kind of, you know, take the bull by the horns here. Pick up the phone. Give a call. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You call in, you say, hey guys, listening to the show, I'm a financial ostrich. You don't have to declare that on the voicemail. I'm kidding. Just say, I'd like to get together and see how we can help you out. And, we'd be happy to. We give complimentary consultations out, so we want you to be able to take advantage of that. So pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722, so that we can, you know, set it up for you so that you're ready to rock and roll. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hey, Mike, we're out of time, man. I didn't even realize as we were cruising along here doing the show, but that's going to wrap it up for this week. I think it was a great show, right?
Absolutely.
And folks, we want you to take advantage of the things that we spoke about and make sure that you use us for the resource that we want, you know, and that we're here for you on a weekly basis. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.